Hello, and welcome to 3D, Up Close and Personal.
I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl. And today, on episode 5, Deal Breaker.
Part 1.
What can break up a relationship? Break the deal, you might feel the heel of somebody's boot going up your butt. They want to kick you out the car, kick you out their life, kick you out the house. The first one is lying. People can tell a lie, and sometimes they think that lying's okay. Because they say, I lied because I didn't want to hurt the feeling. I seen a virtual act of Abraham Lincoln. He was talking to his wife, Mary. And she said, does this dress make my butt look big? He used his finger to stomp and say, like, just a little bit. And she walked away, you know, of course. But see, unfortunately, with the lies, it can break the trust in a relationship. And with no trust, no relationship.
I definitely agree with that. Small little lies won't hurt anybody. I guess we all, you know, capable of those, but it's the big lies is that really make a difference.
Chris Rock's guys tell little lies. You know, oh, where was you at last night? Oh, my goodness, now we was watching the game. I fell asleep over his house. And he said, women tell big lies. This your baby.
Okay.
David, how do you feel about lies? From your experience dating people and friends talking, you can confide in you with life problems about, you know, relationships gone bad. What about lies for you?
I think if we would be honest as human beings, like myself, I've been on the receiving and the giving end of a lie in relationships. It's a sticky situation. I can remember lying in a relationship. I'm having trouble recalling what I actually lied about. I think I was spending time with my lover's brother, and we were just kind of trading stories. I ended up not telling the entire truth to my lover at the time, but I remember me thinking that was just such a small omission of the truth, or not telling the whole truth, which is a lie. That lie just stayed on my permanent record for the duration of the relationship. It happens like that. And then the person I was involved with, of course, she, like all of us humans, she told her share of lies, not too damaging. Neither of us told a lie that was just, you know, kind of grounds for termination, but they're damaging. The person looked at the other one like, okay, can I really trust them? Is this another one of their white lies? Or is this one of their black lies? Or is this one of their little lies? Or their big lies?
White lies is good. Is just as bad as a black lie. It's a lie. Dictionary.com. All statement made with deliberate intent to deceive. An intentional untruth. Danielle, did you have anything in your research?
Not any general statements, just overall that just lying is a huge deal breaker. Don't know what to expect. Women generally like to feel safe in a relationship. Would you have somebody who told a lie, whether it be small or major? At some point, you're going to question your safety.
The next one we're going to is cheating. Could be multiple things, but most times you said cheating is like infidelity. And they had a hit TV show called Cheaters. I made a theme song for them.
Cheaters, now you know, men and women.
I'm trying to keep you clean. I'm sorry, I digress for a minute.
That's a good one.
But cheating can be a serious thing.
Cheating can bring along a lot of things like pregnancy, STDs, and a whole slew of other mess. He can get bad real bad.
With the infidelity. Did you get anything online, Danielle, about infidelity?
As far as different types of infidelity, it just depends on what is infidelity to that person. If it's something that your partner doesn't know about, your partner agree upon, that I think is really just a personal choice. But at the same time, the emotional cheating is not always just sexual. So I guess it just all boils down to what can you deal with.
I once talked to a buddy of mine, and he was telling me about how his woman was cheating online. Oh my God, online. I was thinking, man, they got a new way of cheating now. I was thinking of cheating in the traditional way, like two people jumping in the bed with each other. But now, in the technology and information age, you can have an affair from your desktop.
Like virtual sex, where they, I guess they was just looking at body parts. I don't know. I've never experienced that.
He was just saying he discovered a way into his lover's account and just saw lots of emails, lots of racy, promiscuous messages back and forth. They were doing online cheating.
There was a song that came out. The woman was saying, just text me. Don't call me on the phone.
Yes.
My man might be at home.
Yes. Text cheating.
Called sexting. You doing texting, but you're doing sexual content.
I think there's a good number of people that think cheating is like a permanent deal breaker.
The one thing I knew would hurt you.
Sometimes a couple cannot recover from infidelity. For couples that do recover from infidelity, they never can really fully recover.
Trust is gone.
Yeah, exactly. I've had a lot of experiences in relationship, and I have actually, in one of my former relationships, I've cheated.
You lied to me. You cheated on me.
I remember the relationship being a long-term relationship, but it never fully recovered from the cheating. There was just nothing that could put that relationship back into good repair. It did help me in future relationships where I did not go there. I had relationships after that. If I had something come up where I felt like I had to cheat, I would rather end the relationship than to go through a relationship trying to overcome cheating.
Trying to avoid exposure.
It's really depends upon the person. I mean, everybody's got different expectations. What they're going to tolerate, another person might accept. Some people might not care if their lover's out messing with somebody else.
I don't care what you do when you're out in the street, but you better bring that check home.
As long as the lines of communication are open. The majority of women are way more forgiving for cheating than men are. Majority of the time, like David mentioned, and people, he thinks in general, it's a deal breaker. Most men, when they find out a woman cheat,
I cheated on you.
From what I've read and then listened to people talk about, they in the relationship versus women are more so likely to try to work it out.
I've heard men work it out with women that cheated on them, but sometimes they keep bringing it back up.
True. Definitely. And that's a problem in a relationship. If you're going to be forgiving somebody, you have to be willing to like let that go. You can talk about it, but I mean, not in a way where you're like throwing it at somebody's face.
You hurt my feelings. You offended me. You lied to me. You cheated on me. You betrayed me.
Some people take it to another level where they say, I'm going to stay, but you know what? I'm going to get revenge. I'm going to cheat back on you as if it will undo the cheating.
No, it is the personal satisfaction. I know two wrongs don't make a right. Sometimes I've been in a situation where I was the guy that was being you because they boyfriend cheated on them. They finally gave me a date to go out with them. We had a great time. When I tried to see him again, I couldn't catch up with him.
Please leave a message.
I knew they had a boyfriend. That night when we got together the date, he was not mentioned.
Silence is golden.
Whether he was cheating or not. Sometimes it's called revenge sex.
I've been on both ends. I've been the cheater, the person that's being used.
No, not you of all people.
As a cheating participant. In other words, I was the guy that the married woman said, hey, I'm leaving my husband. Him and I are getting a divorce. I was separated. But let me tell you the consequence. I started having feelings. Now I feel used.
Well, I would never think.
I started having them kind of emotions. Wait a minute. This woman, she's a real player. She has no intention of leaving her husband.
You was in man cheek mode for me.
Yes. Yes. And then I started acting like a bee.
You watch your mouth, Mr. Man.
Wait a minute. Okay, I don't want to talk to you anymore. You hurt my feelings. Don't you call me anymore.
Now we're going to steal.
I'll stop you, thief.
Your art could be stolen. They could steal from you material possessions or money or something. That stuff can be a lack of trust. They could be lying, saying that they didn't steal it, but they did.
And lying kind of goes along with stealing. I think the only time stealing should be tolerated in a relationship is if the man and the woman are just criminal partners.
Like Bonnie and Clyde, like thick as thieves, like ride or die.
They've really got to be on the same accord. If they're not doing something like that, I think stealing needs to stay outside the relationship. Otherwise, it's just too damaging. Monetary stealing, that's a signal of something else that's toxic in that relationship. It's a signal that they may have a drug habit or financial management habits. It's just a form of toxicity or of mistrust.
Did you find anything online?
Stealing somebody else's partner.
I've been in a situation where somebody was stolen from me. Sometimes it can be stolen from you because of lack of time management because you didn't put enough time in the relationship. Some reason or another, time was lacking for them to get stolen away. If you're not a good lover, never talked about what terms you want, what moves you, what makes you say, oh, no, son, she may venture off and meet somebody and she's with the new guy. Or the man is with the new woman. Because it can go both ways.
That aspect there is what really makes relationships so risky. Oh, my goodness. Because really, that could happen to anyone. While we're in a relationship, unknowingly, your partner be swept out from under your feet. By the time you figure out that it has actually occurred, it's too late and it can't be reversed.
Even though you may try hard to recover, they have the man made up.
Yes, I love someone else and it's wonderful.
If you have experienced that, then under what circumstances can you trust in a relationship? When I know that, hey, it's possible my woman could be stolen away. I mean, that is called grand theft relationship.
Grand theft relationship. Video game age is 18 and up, full of heartache and pain.
That is a major relationship felony. You can't get more major than that. It makes it hard to trust.
I think that the person, you have to go into a relationship where you're not really thinking about the negative side. You're hoping for the best. Stay in Jesse Jackson mode. Keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive. That's what it boils down to. Sometimes I compare relationships to business. You have nothing ventured, nothing gained. If you never risk anything, you can't gain anything.
The movie Coming to America, at the end, they're on the subway, and Lisa, the girl that he was trying to win over, she's like, I don't want to be with you because you already promised to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And on the subway, just doing their own talk, their little small talk. And the guy said, what you think? And the lady said, go out! Take a chance.
I remember that scene.
Sometimes you gotta take a chance.
Yeah.
Even if she's not a princess, even if he's not a prince, but she could end up being the queen of your heart.
Yeah. Or the king of your heart.
Even if he's a frog, he still might be the king.
I guess you better kiss the frog then. Financial could be a great deal breaker, especially if you guys are in a joint account and it's been trusted and there's somebody. And there's some overspending without discussion with the other part.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had that happen to me.
Where is the money? We had $5,000. Somebody better start talking.
That could be a major thing. That joint credit, they get a major loan or maybe a vehicle or something they didn't discuss with the other partner. If you're the person that's bringing the most money in and they spending it like they bring the most money.
Wow.
They spending it like they make the money, like they put the time in and did it. And they might have put a percentage in. The scales of financial weights are unbalanced. Mm. 25, 75. 60-40.
And that can lead to relationship bankruptcy.
End up being separate accounts.
And then you end up being left with a romantic promise, but you ain't got no place to stay. And your bank account is drained because you didn't realize who you were entering a relationship with.
As people grow older, they run into pitfalls and potholes, detours and swerves. They become more wiser and they're more of reserves is to be openly in a relationship. They have safety gates where you can only get so far because they lost in the past, if that makes any sense.
My grandpa Herschel, I remember one time he told me that you need to always have a little bit of money somewhere that your woman don't know nothing about. That was the first lesson that he taught me as a young husband. You got to have some kind of stash that your lover don't know nothing about as a safety.
You might even want to dip into it a little bit because you want to do something nice for her, but yet still you have a reserve.
I think the biggest financial deal breaker is that this one member of the relationship taking out a huge loan, huge line of credit, mortgage, significant auto loan. I have experienced some of these.
Next is other people's children. They can be a deal breaker in a relationship. They can ruin everything.
Other people's children, you marry somebody, or you live in a relationship with other people's children. We had mentioned that in one of our past episodes. Sometimes the women won't let the man discipline the child. And sometimes the women might not mind, but the fathers are still in their life and say, hey, just call me. I'll discipline them. You don't touch them. Mm-hmm. The kids are out of control because they really want discipline. If they're respectful, we got some kind of line of respect. But when that line is broken, I've heard mothers say, you come between me and my child, it's over. And then sometimes the child just don't like the new man and will try anything to break them up. And that could be another problem. Danielle, did you hear anything about children and a relationship like stepchildren or anything?
Come down in respect. Different people have different definitions of discipline. Nowadays, you can't really get too crazy with the kids because they be calling from people to your house. It's really just about you being involved, knowing what's going on, but it's really staying out of it and letting that parent handle it. You got to think this parent has years to build that bond with their child. You're a stranger.
And even the person that is the stranger, the step parent, when it comes to deal breakers, as far as tolerating is so unruly, it's just another one of those areas that does not come with a handbook on, you know, how to handle everything.
That is the end of episode 5, Deal Breakers Part 1.
Come back next week for episode 6, Deal Breakers Part 2.
I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl.
3D Up Close and Personal, the relationship podcast with a new episode every Thursday. You can find 3D Up Close and Personal wherever you find your podcast, and is produced by
Parks Media Group, PMG 2024, all rights reserved.
And additional music provided by Yumi Multimedia LLC, 2024, all rights reserved.
Like and subscribe.
And share.